Robert, I understand that Murphy USA has just opened up their first E15 station in the great state of Arkansas. Tell me a little bit about what this means to the ethanol industry.
Well, it's been a rough couple of weeks, so good news is always welcomed, and this is definitely good news. Murphy USA currently operates almost 1,200 gas stations across the country in 23 states. And for them to start offering E15, this is their first E15 station. This is their second E85 station, and they have several others planned in the Midwest that will open within the next 60 days. I think it sends a strong message not only to other retailers, but to anyone thinking E15 or E85 is dead, that times may be changing.
Well, I'll tell you, the ethanol business is so dependent on things like market prices. And right now, I guess corn's not as high as it was. So maybe that's a factor that'll help fuel things, if you will.
Well, there's no doubt. There's a lot of people saying that last year's corn prices were all behind ethanol, and obviously a 50-year drought somehow had nothing to do with it. But the reality is that corn prices are at or below where they were in 2007, almost exactly to the date when the RFS2 was signed by President Bush, highlighting that farmers do respond and respond well, and that corn prices can be mitigated with appropriate supply, and assuming Mother Nature agrees.
So for a major retailer like Murphy USA, what does offering this E15 and of course E85 for that matter mean to them and their customers?
Well, Murphy USA typically sits in front of Walmarts and Walmart supercenters, so they're already extremely high volume stations. But this is another way for them to differentiate themselves from other players. For example, there's no other stations, obviously, in the entire state of Arkansas that sell E15, so this is very unique for them. It just allows them one extra step in a very competitive business of retail fuel to garner new customers and potentially lower the price of their existing customers.
So, for those people who may have some questions and wonder, can you just mention where you should use E15 in terms of what kind of vehicle you have?
Sure, the EPA approved E15 for 2001 and newer vehicles, and of course, all flex fuel vehicles. So, owners of vehicles now 13 model years old can use E15. And according to recent statistics, the average life of a vehicle today is only 11 years. So, we have the bulk of our vehicles are in that E15 approved zone. If you don't have a vehicle in that area, you can obviously use E10. If you have a flex fuel vehicle at this particular station, you can obviously use E85 as well.
Well, let's direct people if they do have more questions to chooseethanol.com. I think that's a place with a lot of great resources and good information because, boy, there's so much out there that's not necessarily great. But if you really want to know the facts, chooseethanol.com. Thank you very much, Robert, for visiting with me.
Thanks, Jack.